This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today my guest is Kelly McCart from McCart's Auto Center. And we have a great topic to talk about today. I'm excited to have Kelly with us. But first, let me take a second to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. Manage and grow your shop with top features like integrated payments from 360 Payments. Declined repairs don't have to be lost revenue. AppField's call center schedules follow-up calls and equips your team with everything they need to close the deal. Get started now at appfield.com. Well, hey, Kelly. It's great to have you with me today.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for the invite.
I've talked about you and your shop, I've talked about your shop because I really didn't know you on the podcast before. And I think I've even mentioned it in some blogs because of a article that I read some years back around, I think 2021, if I'm not mistaken, in Ratchet and Wrench about this incredible makeover that you did on your shop. And, you know, we talk all things marketing, and a lot of people don't really think about the aesthetics of their shop being marketing, but I have a feeling that you would probably argue with them.
Yes, I would, for sure. Made quite the difference for us.
I'm going to read a little excerpt from the article because I think it'll set the tone. Back in 2018, McCart's Auto Center in Conyers, Georgia was a blur in the background as a decidedly nondescript tan structure next to a series of other tan nondescript businesses. Nothing about McCart stood out. We just kept hearing, "Oh, I've been passing by here for years and never noticed you," says owner Kelly McCart. Even when we got referrals in the door, they'd be surprised. We were fully blending in. So that's kind of, I guess, what brought this whole thing upon.
It was eye-opening, for sure, when people would say, "Oh, I've passed by here and never realized this was a shop," you know, even though there's signs on the building, but there was just nothing to distinguish us from anything else along the street.
So was there like any exact moment where you were just like, "I've got to change this"?
I had been wanting to do it for years. For a long time, I rented the building. You know, you're limited on what you want to put into somebody else's space. But then I had the opportunity to buy the building. It was a long time project coming, something I wanted to do for a while. But I'm a thinker. I don't just pull the trigger, do something fast. So this was a process that literally probably had 18 months living in my head. Went through several different scenarios. This is the one that I landed on. So
according to the article, you did all the design and everything yourself.
I did. I have a nephew that is a graphic artist design. He was a tremendous help for sure, but he was able to take the vision that I had in my head and actually put it on paper. I sent you a couple of pictures. I don't know if you received them or not, but there's three photos that I sent you. One shows the building in the back and a background of a picture. That's what it looked like in the early 2000s. I had the bright idea to paint the building red to just try to draw attention. And that worked, but man, was it an eyesore. Looking back now, I'm like, I can't believe I even did that. It worked a little while, but then I decided to paint the building more of a neutral color to try to make it more inviting. I don't know what the red made me feel, but after years, I was like, this is a terrible idea. I got to get rid of it. So that's when it went to the tan color. But then still over time, people saying, you know, we didn't know this was even here. So that's when I decided, all right, I got to really start thinking about this, how I want to make it look. The first idea that I had was, like the housing industry was going at the time with the board and batten type look, you know, the smooth board with the small slats running north to south, come up with an idea to do that. And then like a 3 to 4 foot stacked stone or maybe even brick, you know, at the bottom of the wall out front. Had my nephew draw that up a couple of times and that didn't fit right. Didn't look right. So went back to the drawing board and I sent you this photo as well. I literally took a picture of the building and found different things that I wanted on the building. And literally, when I say cut and paste, I'm not talking about on the computer. I mean, with scissors and Elmer's glue, cut and paste what I wanted this building to look like, send it to my nephew. And then in another picture I sent you, there's a computer generated drawing of what he come up with. And that's what I handed to the contractor and said, can you make this happen? And he said, absolutely.
I'll put this on our website. You can go to, this will be episode number 181. So you'll be able to go to shopmarketingpros.com/181. And you'll be able to see these pictures. So you got to go take a look at them. And I'll link over to the Ratchet and Wrench article also, which has some pictures of the final product and everything. So it really looks great. And the drawing very much does look like the building. The one that you did with the cut and paste, I've kind of got a black and white scan of it, but what you're describing to me reminds me of like the movie with the serial killer that sends the letter with all the...
It's not just a black and white scan. That's what it was. It was literally, I took a picture, printed it off my black and white printer, found stuff that I wanted on it. And there's some chicken scratch in the corner there. That's my handwriting telling my nephew how I want to do things. And, he was able to produce that next picture out of that. So he gets a lot of credit. He's actually the one that came up with the design of our logo as well, the M. I asked him to come up with something unique, and he generated about 7 or 8 different logos using the M as the focus. I took several weeks, looking at those and then put them away and come back a couple of days, look at them again, asked a few people that I trusted for their thoughts on it. And I always came back and landed on this one. So that's the one that we chose.
So it kind of has the vibe of like a dashboard icon. Is that what y'all were going for with it?
Actually, no. Now that you say that, I see it. But I just wanted something simple. You think about all of the, everything now, the logos are so simple. Apple, for instance. Google, for instance. Starbucks. I mean, all your major brands, it's a simple logo. It's not complicated. Easily recognizable. It must work because you stopped Gene at the trade show off of recognizing the logo on his shirt. So
I did. It immediately caught my eye. I knew exactly what I was looking at when I saw it.
Yeah. Gene was blown away when you walked up to him and asked him. I don't know the full conversation. I wasn't present, but he was blown away when you stopped him. And I think you said, is this the McCarts in Georgia?
You went from this business that just kind of blended in to something that really stands out. People that drove by for years that never saw you all of a sudden see this modern, chic looking building that goes from it could have been anything to, the signage and everything, making it very clear of y'all are an auto repair shop. What has that done for your business?
Just the amount of buzz that it created, not only customers love it. We've had several people that say, I drive by this area daily as a delivery driver for some other type business. They would just stop in, come in the door and say, hey, man, just want to tell you this building looks great. I was blown away by the amount of people that were not coming here to do business that stopped in and said, just gave us a compliment on it. Several of them want to know, is this the same business? Is this new? Is this place new? And of course, we get to tell them, no, this is just a remodel and, rebranding and doing all that at one time. So it definitely has paid off.
Did it have any impact on like the quality of the clients that walk in the door and average repair order, things like that?
Oh, yes, definitely. For sure. It's nice to be recognized around town, too. You walk in the bank and somebody says, oh, I know where you're from. That's the building with the green M on it, You get to lead into talking to people out in the public, and introducing yourselves, who you are, and invite them to your business. So
now y'all did a lot more than just an exterior renovation. Tell us about the inside of it.
Fully revamped the interior, repainting, flooring, changed the colors over there. So it was completely redone on the inside. They posted the logo right behind the counter. It was inside out.
Anything in the shop area itself?
No, not during that. But since then, we have had to buy some more equipment, add some more employees to. I was trying to think last night at the time. I think we were at 5 employees, and now we're 10 full time, a couple part time. So pretty much doubled in staff since that time period.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss is the shop management software that works the way you need it to, so you can reach your biggest goals without slowing down. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your base. Get into ShopBoss mode with an ROI dashboard that gives you critical information at a glance and updates in real time. And accelerate your payments with BossPay, powered by 360 Payments, by giving your customers more ways to pay. From text to pay, remote payments and consumer financing, to compliance, surcharging, and PayPal and Venmo mobile pay options. BossPay puts your customers in the driver's seat and keeps your business moving. Plus, their entire team is on deck to help you simplify your day-to-day, flag more hours, and generate more revenue. Other software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. Now, you also changed the name of the business around this time also, right?
Yeah. So even in that picture that I sent with the red building, and if you look at the tan building in the article, you'll see there's two signs. One says McCart's Auto Sales and one says McCart's Pro Auto. And a good friend of mine that's in the car business, he works for new car dealerships. He's been general manager at a couple different new car dealerships. He was helping me early on with social media marketing and things like that, just as a friend. He was telling me all along, he said, you're confusing the public because you got two signs on the building, but you got one door. It's one place. He said, but you're trying to manage two different social media accounts, trying to keep it separate. And in my mind, it's two businesses. I run them as two separate businesses. He's like, but the public, that doesn't mean anything to them. They don't care how it's run on the books. It's one place to them. McCart's is one place. So I fought him on it for a long time. And then finally, when we did this, I said, all right, I'm going to do a name change. I'm going to do a DBA. So I brought both businesses are incorporated. So I brought both of them in under the DBA, did all the back paperwork, you know, for the legal filings and everything like that. So it is recognized. Had to change state used car license under the DBA. That was a task, but we got that done. So yeah, and then created just one social media right out of the gate with it. At the same time we did the remodel, we hired a marketing company to do the social media, the SEO, the online presence, revamp the website. I mean, the whole nine yards. We did all that one time, merged the two websites together, had two separate websites going into that. We were able to merge those together. That company really did a good job right off the bat, man. They just really started firing our social media and moving us up on Google. We still see around 20 to 25 new customers a month off of what they do, of what they did. So let me back up. When we finished this, it's kind of a timely recording here because we finished the project the week before Thanksgiving in 2019.
Oh, so you were right before COVID.
Yeah. So yeah. You know where I'm going with that. So
yeah.
Here we roll into the new year, just getting everything, you know, everything's new and pretty. And somebody mentions this little thing about COVID. By March and April, I'm like, what have I done? Why did I spend this money now? So I was getting tight fist on everything and not spending any more money right now. You know, everybody was that way, just getting, you're clenching your fist, holding on to what you got and hoping that you're going to be able to make it through. But we did. And for, you know, as well as I do, I'm sure the automotive industry was one of the industries that thrived during COVID.
It did. And it still, in a way, doesn't necessarily make sense to me. There's ways where it does, where it's like, okay, people were not flying anywhere, so they were driving to take trips and that sort of thing. But at the same time, a lot of people most people are staying home to work now. They're not driving as much, but the automotive industry just seemed to do really well.
And like I said, I was clenching my fist, holding everything I had, but these people were turning loose of money, and that's what I couldn't wrap my head around. I never took a single day off during COVID. I worked every single day. Now, there was a time period during the shutdowns. Of course, we were essential, but during that, you know, people did get a little scared. There was a, 4 to 6 week period where things got a little tight. I think that was probably across the board. And then one day it was just like, it's like somebody was, you know, had a gate closed at the end of the street and all of a sudden they let it open and here they come. And it hadn't stopped since.
It wasn't very different for us. We shifted from being a generalist agency to specializing in auto repair at the end of 2019. And I mean, we were at Vision in March of 2020 when everything's coming on the news saying there's going to be a shutdown. And I remember, so my wife's mom had called her and was kind of freaking out about it, saying, you know, oh, they're going to make us wear masks, they're going to make us stay at home. And Kim was like, Mom, this is the United States. They're not doing that. And sure enough, it happened. But, you know, the industry thrived through it. And it's honestly the thing that built Shop Marketing Pros. So I don't know, crazy little side note there. When you did this, I mean, this was not just an exterior refresh, new name, interior, exterior, online presence, everything, which is the way that when you're doing a rebrand, it really should be done. Was there anything when you did this that kind of surprised you that you didn't think you were going to need to do and kind of caught you along the way of, oh, we're going to have to do this also?
No, like I said, I'm a thinker. So I had many, many, many conversations leading up to finally pulling the trigger on this. Like I said, my nephew had been working on all the design work for a while. I had been in talks with marketing company that I chose. I had been in talks with them for a while. Honestly, we had pretty much everything covered. I feel like we did a good job.
The numbers, and I'm not looking for actual numbers here, just kind of a overall, you know, idea. It's a bit skewed because of COVID happening and the fact that the industry did thrive through it, but you did have a bit of time between this rebrand being done and before COVID started. How long was it before you really started seeing results from this where you just knew we did the right thing?
Well, I think that was immediate. I mean, even before, you know, the end of February when COVID was first being mentioned, I think I knew in January before that this was the right thing to do. If nothing else, I was super proud of it. Just pulling in the parking lot every morning, you know, it put a smile on my face. And then to think back of what it looked like for so long, you know, So
how did your staff respond to all this?
Oh, they loved it. We provide them with a lot of logoed clothing, a lot of hats, a lot of shirts, a lot of sweatshirts. We have a lot of different things that we hand out to customers, koozies. We even have a nice little logoed duck for the Jeep community. We do a lot of Jeeps. That's something we've just recently started. So that's been a big hit. Yeah, the guys love it. They like the colors. They like the logo. I just handed out some new shirts a couple of weeks ago. We actually added a green flag to one of the sleeves that this go around. So American flag. They really enjoyed that. So they love it.
So you mentioned that you've had to do some hiring since then as you've grown. Do you feel like this has impacted your ability to recruit?
Yes, in a positive way. Definitely when someone pulls up in the parking lot, if they, you know, from another area and not familiar with us, when they pull up, it's definitely like, oh, okay, you know, especially if they pass by some of the places around before they get here.
Yeah, it just gives you a level of professionalism that isn't always seen. You know, looking back on it, if you had to do this over again, is there anything you would do differently?
You know, I don't think so. Like I said, I spent a lot of time leading up to it. A lot of nights laying in the bed, rolling, you know, stuff rolling through my head, grabbing my phone, going to the notes app, taking some notes on it. You know, that's the kind of thinker that I am. You know, I do things in slow pace like that, methodical. The only thing that I would say I would have done differently possibly would sooner, probably would have done it sooner.
You know, when it comes to cost on something like this, we don't need to get into numbers because it's going to be completely different from one building to another and what all needs to be done and the size of the project and all of that. But as far as recouping your costs from the results that you feel like you got, how long do you think it probably took you to recuperate the costs that you put into this?
6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months. And then after that, just nothing but profit.
Yep.
So what advice would you give to someone who was thinking about doing this?
Just do it. Do you want to pull up somewhere that's not aesthetically pleasing and do business? You know, that's what it boiled down to in the end. Like, reputation goes a long ways, but to a new client that doesn't know your reputation, appearance goes further than that to me.
Yeah, I look at it like if you took your building as it is now and put your building as it was before right next to each other, two auto repair shops that, let's just say, you know, absolutely nothing is different about them except for the aesthetics. The people who probably that you want as clients are coming to the new building all day long. And the ones who are broke are probably looking at the old building saying this one's probably more affordable.
Right.
You know, it seems like you've really created a shop that looks like a boutique kind of auto repair shop right outside of Atlanta. You did this. I know you're not the only one to, you know, to really go in and make a place look better. And especially just, there's so many people that are really working on professionalizing the industry as a whole. What do you feel it says about just the way the industry is going, the direction that it's heading?
It takes a little bit of the old grease monkey thoughts away from the public. You know, I mean, let's face it, we work with electronics more these days than we do with internals of engines. Now it's a lot more electronics. You've got to have somebody with the ability to understand what you can't see between modules. There's a certain level of just understanding how each module talks to each other, which the general public doesn't understand. So just changing the image of the building helps to change the image of the industry altogether, you know, how it's conducted and how it's run.
Well, you did a fantastic job with this. I mean, when I saw the magazine article originally, it made a big impact on me because I was like, wow, what a difference. And I knew when I saw that, you know, that like this is marketing. And couldn't help but talk about it. So I really appreciate you being on with me. I'm glad that I ran into to Gene at ASTA. And yeah, just grateful for you. Anything at all that you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just tell you thanks. And I'm glad you stopped Gene and talked to him. That was a full circle moment for me. Because here we are a couple states away. You're not a local person to our area. And you stopped him off of the logo. That was a full circle moment for me, I'll be honest.
Well, to the listeners, again, you'll be able to see the pictures that we're talking about at shopmarketingpros.com/181. You can watch the full version there on YouTube and listen to it on any of your favorite listening devices. But I wanted to tell you about the new app that the Auto Repair Podcast Network has. It is a fantastic app. I'm not just saying that because I'm part of the network. When Carm showed this thing to me the first time, I was blown away by how nice this app is, being able to build a list of your favorite episodes and go to one place to have access to all of these really great industry podcasts. So go check that out, automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. Remember, we are just one of a handful of podcasts on the network. You can see all of them in the app or at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. I hope that you'll listen in again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.